Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has many wonderful things to say. He loves His people. Every person that in the sound of my voice, God loves you. Never forget that God loves you. In all cases, God loves you. Whatever happens, God loves you. He don't stop His love process. He loves us. The Lord can't do anything about a person's will. He can help you, encourage you, give you information, provide people to live the light before you, to live the life of God before you, give you vision and example. And people who walk in the love of God, they become the salt of the earth. They are the salt of the earth. God will preserve the whole thing to protect them. So whenever God raptures His people out, the rapture is so that He can finish judging the earth. And there's no reason for His people to be in the judgment process. But people who rejected Him, they'll have to deal with the judgment process. But even then, God loves us, and all the judgments are designed to help people repent, to help them go back to looking at God again. I thought about something. I said, Lord, won't the rapture be an education for people? He said, faith is education. Faith is education because it receives the word of God as truth. Faith looks to God in expectation to do something. People of faith, they don't know everything, but they look to God for what to do. And they act on their trust. Faith is education. And in the process of faith teaches. Even when you can't see the final product, the end result, faith still looks to God during the duration of expectation before everything is finished. When people believe God for something, they put heaven is active on their behalf. Things are forming. People are being notified to do something. Things are being set up by angels to route you to whatever it is you desire. And so that you can enjoy the promises of God's word and secure your life. The just shall live by his faith. Faith looks to God. But those who have rejected him, now when he has to come back, he just has to come back. And all at once, without warning, people are going to be caught off guard. And in his presence, they'll know what they are. They'll know that they were deceitful. They'll know that they were wrong. Isaiah chapter 2 says that they'll cast their idols to the bats. See, your idols can, the things you look at in place of God, you'll cast it aside. Sometimes people idolize people. That's not going to be important. They're not going to be important to you anymore. In the presence of God, people are going to run in fear, hiding, trying to get far away from the darkness that they lived with all these years, and wouldn't repent, wouldn't let go of it. But in the presence of God, they'll know that they'll see themselves as they are. When people study the Word of God, they'll see themselves as they truly are, just like looking in a mirror. Paul wrote about that. And the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts between the soul and the spirit. You know things because you're in his presence. When I was a young man, I would worship God and I would go in his presence. I knew things about myself in his presence. I felt like I could do anything when I was in his presence. There was no fear when I was in his presence because I loved God. Now, people who love God, they're not going to run anywhere. They'll be worshiping God because the love of God is in them. And that's why I want everybody to get in covenant now, so that they don't have to be caught off guard, running from God like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve knew that they were wrong. When the presence of God came around, they ran to hide from God. When people who love God come around, the people of darkness scatter. They don't want to be around it. They're uncomfortable. And they don't know why. Even if they have a love, if they love darkness somewhere, they want to get out of it. They don't want to be around the light. Or the love, as the love of God grows in them, they start asking questions about the light. They start being attracted to it. The love of God attracts you to the Word of God. And the only reason most people don't run to God now is because the good things, the true things, the love of God has been evil spoken of. Jesus Christ, the love of God, has been evil spoken of. His people have been evil spoken of. Satan calls the people of this world to accuse Christians of hating people. And we don't hate anybody. They hate us. They can't say nothing good about the people of God. They have no respect for it. People who love the world somewhat, they don't want to be around anybody that loves God. And without the people of God, there'll be no salt and the earth will destroy itself. The people on earth will come to a quick end. The only reason we have not had nuclear war to this point, when I'm making this broadcast, is because of the prayers of the people and because God has people in every country that He's saving. And our prayers avail much. And God is restricting the works of men. Remember, men are very easily influenced by Satan. Without the brace of the people of God who love God, the wicked would have long ago destroyed themselves. They would have started a war that would have just destroyed everything and ruined this world. Two nuclear bombs can devastate this planet. It's bad. The unfortunate blast of Chernobyl should have taught us a strong lesson. It didn't just kill the people that were there. It got in the water supply and it killed millions of people. They got sick and died because the water was bitter. Nuclear radiated water. The fallout has to go somewhere. We got one planet. It's not like you're going to blow some country up and everything's going to be all right. Even beside the evil of the nuclear blast and the death of it, the sowing of such destruction has to go somewhere. It's going to fall on the people who had something to do with it. It's a good thing to make nuclear weapons as a deterrent, because people, they need to fear. If they won't fear God, they need to fear death. And it gives them a sense of reason. But men love power. They can't see past that power hunger, their lust for power. And they forget too quick that when they blow up one country, the wind's going to come back on their country. And then you sow that amount of death, you're going to reap that amount of death, and it's going to be a multiplied destruction. In the last days, Ezekiel saw that in Revelation, a third of the population, it would be destroyed. That's a lot of people. And it won't take long. These things are at the door. The Lord told me that the visions of Henry Gruver are at hand. And I just closed my eyes. I said, oh boy. It's about time for the stuff to start happening. And I went on to sleep. This was about 2 months ago now. I went on to sleep that night, Saturday night. In the middle of the night, I woke up. I had a dream that caused me to wake up. The dream was somebody was at the back door of a house. I was there. And I went to this back door. I said, "Who's back there? What's going on?" And a rifle barrel came through a glass window. My back door is not made that way. But God used this stage to help me see something. It's like it was my house, but the door was made different. And when I was standing behind the door on my side of it, a rifle barrel came straight through one of the small glasses. Aimed right at my midsection. Right at my stomach area. Right at my guts. I couldn't move. He had me. All he had to do was pull the trigger. And immediately I woke up. I said, and I went and looked out of my doors and my windows. I went and looked out the windows to see if somebody was in my yard. Nobody was there. Everything was normal. I went and got back into bed. I said, "Lord, what was that about?" He said, "It's at the door." So the wars of Ezekiel are about to happen. The wars and the death that John saw in Revelation are upon us. It's about to happen. Now, if you want to know who Henry Groove is, you have to go to YouTube. He had 3 Russian invasion visions. Russia's going to attack this country. War is upon us. I had another dream. They use old World War II vintage airplanes to shoot missiles. I saw an old plane shoot the missile and then the sky turned red. It was a brief dream, but I saw it. God doesn't do anything till he tells his prophets. He's given us, I have to be a voice and warn people. I love to study end times. It's interesting to me. I'm not lying. It's really interesting to me. But I don't want to see these things happen to anybody. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to. These things are at the door, folks. And I'm not the kind who thrive on destruction. I want to see people live. And the Lord, everything the Lord teach me about the end times is so that we can, I have to broadcast these things. I'm doing my job. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm a watchman on the wall. I'm telling you, the enemy's coming. You're going to have to believe on Jesus now. And this is not a scare tactic, but when he comes, it'll be too late. And when he raptures his people, the enemy's going to give you a devastating. He's going to do some things to lie to you. And the Lord's going to send strong delusion against people that hated love for the world. They're going to believe this lie that is cooking. The ancient aliens talk about alien abductions. They talk about it all the time. This is nothing new, and people are buying into it. If you're distracted by the ancient aliens, I suggest to you to go to gen6.com. Steve Quayle is the answer. God prepared this man to warn people about things that's coming up on the scene and plots of the enemy. Now, God gave us people for such a time as this. You're just going to have to learn from them. And Henry Groover's on YouTube. His website is joyfulsound.com. Joyfulsound.com. And you can go to his website, or you can just go to YouTube and listen to the beat and pull up Henry Groover on YouTube. And just watch all of them. They're all good. And sometimes he's doing an interview with Steve Quayle. And there's information you can learn. The things that's really happening that you just would not believe. It's not taught in mainstream Christendom. But it's there and it's happening. God had to raise people up to do this. Things that's important. The ancient aliens, they're trying to bring back the gods of old that got countries devastated, destroyed, and rejected by God. And they don't realize it. They're looking at the aliens, ancient aliens. If the ancient aliens were so wonderful, they wouldn't be gone now. You don't need to be looking for no alien. We don't need that technology to advance either. A crash spaceship going reverse engineer. That could happen. I understand that. But listen to me. We are made in God's image. And we can come up with some. We are made in the image of God. We're not dummies. Mankind are not dummies. We're made in His image, in His likeness. And we can grow from glory to glory and become whatever we need to be. But the enemy, my friend, is not like us. He'll give you a lie. We don't need aliens to come and tell us what's right after Jesus already did that. Jesus told us the way, the truth, and the life. We don't need aliens. But people are going to buy into it because they rejected the Son of God. But when the Son of God comes, they're going to know that all their idolatry and the failure of it all at once. And they're going to try to disassociate themselves with it and run. But see, Jesus is going to destroy the fearful and unbelieving. These things are at the door. Don't get caught up in the foolishness of what Satan is trying to pull over your eyes. He's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Make men work for salvation instead of believing on Jesus Christ, who already paid for it. God is trying to say He's having great mercy on us. He knows that you would enjoy heaven. You would love His kingdom. And He wants you there. But not on your terms. You're going to have to give up the sin. You're going to have to repent. And see, people don't have faith to repent. It takes faith to repent. You have to believe God. Faith comes from hearing the word. That's why we have to have a healthy reception of all the word of God. J. Vernon McGee used to read through the Bible. This will give you faith in areas you need it. If people only had faith in the love of God, and they danced around the judgment of God, then they'll think it's all right to do these things. Remember, every thought has its own persuasion. Every person, just like a planet has gravity, people and their thoughts have their own form of gravity. It looks good. It looks right. It feels right. It seems so. From a certain point of view, if you hadn't been hearing the word of God in a certain area, you won't know God in that area, and that's where the enemy will start a fire in your life. If you don't know that He loves you, and the world treats you like He don't, you'll believe that He don't. If they tell you a lie about Jesus and you don't know Him, you can believe the lie, and then you won't use your faith. You won't have faith for the truth. If you hear lies ahead of the truth, the lies you hear will interfere with how you receive the truth. Even to the point you may reject the truth of God's word. That's why preachers need to preach on hell. I went to an ICFM meeting. I said, Lord, there's a lot of people, dedicated people here who love you. And when we go eat lunch together, bless the conversations to help us go forward. I said, bless the conversations that we have to propel us where we need to be propelled. And Brother Jerry at church, he's over the prison ministry. He prayed for everybody at the Lord's order. God told him to lay hands on everybody, and he did. And I went up, and he spoke a word to me. He said, the prayers that you prayed, God heard, and He's going to do it. Now, we had good conversation. I got a chance to meet some people. And we had good conversations, edifying things. I met a man that the Lord called him to minister at an old folks, a retirement home. And he did. And he said some of the members had Alzheimer's. And they may forget some key things. They may not remember. They may not remember their name at times. But when they have church, they remember all of the old songs. And they can sing. That was amazing to me. And it was a blessing. Excuse me. But one of the leaders in ICFM, he made mention that people don't preach on hell anymore. He said when the goodness of God won't work, we ought to go back and teach people about hell so that they can avoid it. Now, there's a doctrine that went out that, you know, people kind of danced around hell because when people love God, they don't harp on it. But remember, that's a part of the Word of God. That's knowledge that God gave us. And we need to have faith in the judgment side of God, just like we have faith in the love of God. So I'm doing my job. I warn people. Sometimes I have to talk about hell. Sometimes I have to talk about judgment. It's important. It's avoidable. Everything in Revelation is avoidable to you and to everybody that will miss it. When many people get saved, they change the dynamics and judgment of Revelation. But that the judgment that falls, the wrath of God that falls, it's going to fall against the unbelieving people that held the truth in unrighteousness, because the blood that was spilled must be avenged. The people who used destruction to get gain, the people who stole, the people who worked against the life of God and the people of God and told and lied against the people of God to destroy others, that blood will be avenged. All the sins that mounted up because people rejected Jesus Christ will be avenged within those 7 years of the tribulation period. And some people, they face the judgment of God before the tribulation because they tried to hurt God's people that are anointed. And if you hold the truth of God in unrighteousness and you work against God's people, God can pour his wrath out now. He's not limited. He's just going to judge the whole earth during the days of the tribulation period. But encourage people to use the tools that God gave us. NewLivingLetters.com is a tool. Share it with people that want to know the truth and people you care about, people you love. Some people won't go on it, but love them and give them as much information as you can by living the life of God, by living the life of God. You can't argue with people and convince them in the kingdom of God. If they don't receive it, speak the words that God put on your heart and live the life before them. That's the least that we could do for people, and pray for people. Pray that the eyes of their understanding be open so they'll have a chance out of this. When the tribulation starts, it starts. It's possible, some believe it already started. But nevertheless, if you're hearing these words, trust Jesus. If this happens to air after the tribulation, after the rapture has happened, and God took his people off the earth, keep your eyes on Jesus. Go back and study the word. Fill your heart with the words that Jesus spoke, the real Jesus. And live, my friend. Don't fall for the ancient alien philosophy. Don't fall for the lies of the devil and the giants that's going to come. All the things that's going to happen. People are going to see demons. It's going to be bad. It's not going to be like what you used to. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.